From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Congress returns for a lame duck session 1 week from today. And the biggest issue lawmakers will face is one they punted on before the midterm elections, the fate of the Bush-era income tax cuts. Those expire at the end of the year unless Congress acts. As NPR's David Wellner reports, President Obama and Republican leaders made opening bids over the weekend for a possible compromise, but they remain far apart.
It was President Obama who revived the debate on what should be done about the expiring Bush-era tax cuts. On Saturday, he reminded listeners in his weekly internet address that if Congress does nothing before New Year's Eve, taxes will go up on New Year's Day.
So something's got to be done. And I believe there's room for us to compromise and get it done together.
Mr. Obama said the one thing everyone agreed on was that middle-class families should not see their taxes go up January 1st. Tax cuts on family income under $250,000 a year, he said, should be made permanent because the middle class has borne the brunt of the economic downturn.
But at a time when we're going to ask folks across the board to make such difficult sacrifices, I don't see how we can afford to borrow an additional $700 billion from other countries to make all the Bush tax cuts permanent, even for the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
Those wealthiest 2% would still qualify for tax cuts on all income up to $250,000. So would the small businesses that file individual tax returns. But as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell pointed out yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, the 3% of small businesses that do earn more than $250,000 could see their taxes go up.
We really think that's a bad idea, but look, we're happy to talk to the president about that and all the other issues that he has on his mind. But our view is don't raise taxes on small business. We would rather not do it at any time. In fact, I've introduced the only bill that would make the current tax rates permanent.
Still, McConnell said he would be willing to talk with President Obama about some other kind of extension for upper income tax cuts. That seemed to leave a door open to renewing top tax rates only temporarily while making the rest permanent, a policy known as decoupling. But Virginia Republican Eric Cantor, who's in line to be the next House Majority Leader, told Fox News Sunday he would oppose different policies for different tax rates.
I am not for decoupling the rates, because all that says to people looking to go back in and put capital to work and invest to create jobs is you're going to get taxed on any return that you can expect.
In an interview aired last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, President Obama said he realized Republicans have a different view on what should be done about the tax cuts.
We are going to have a negotiation, and I am open to, you know, finding a way in which, you know, they can meet their principles, and I can meet mine.
The question is not only which tax cuts will be made permanent, says Georgetown University congressional expert Stephen Wayne. It's also a matter of when that will be decided by a Congress that will have many more Republicans come January.
I think it's important to the Obama administration to do this with the lame duck Congress when he has the maximum Democratic support. And the key question is there enough support in the Senate for, let's say, a limited extension of the top bracket and an unlimited extension of the middle and lower class tax cuts?
The problem for Republicans, says Wayne, is that if they block such a deal in hopes of getting a better one next year, Democrats could blame them if the tax cuts do expire January 1st. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.